All right, listen to this, what I was looking at, right? So here's Ohio. We're right at the East Palestine. Where the hell do you go? So this is airnow.gov. For the past 7 years, every week I have to run a generator test. So when I go, I have to come to this airnow.gov website. I have to check the air quality index, check for ozone, parts per million, the whole works, and make sure that we're somewhere in this green area. Well, I'm trying to get it. East Palestine. Right there. So we know that's where the train wreck was. Where does the wind blow? From west to east. From northwest to southeast. Right? So for 7 years, I've been doing this once a week, 52 times a year times 7 years, and I have never, ever seen, and this is where I live. You know where all these yellows are? They're bad. All the way from Connecticut, New Hampshire, upstate New York, Manhattan, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, here where I live. West and south, there has never, never been so many yellow and high poor air quality markings. These are all sensors scattered throughout that check air quality. I wonder why these would all be yellow. The whole East Coast is contaminated. There's no doubt about it. Crazy stuff. Air sensors throughout the East Coast. The weather that coincidentally was blown from the Ohio way. See the cloud cover and all the rain? Now look at all the contamination being dumped down on the East Coast.
Let's talk about it.
Ask for help. But I'm going to ask for help. And I'm going to ask for TikTok to do its thing. With regards to the train derailment in Ohio. Anyone in North America right now, stay out of the rain. There's reports coming in from Nebraska that it's eating the people staying in the rain.
Wow.
Stay out of the rain.
Is our town needs help. Our governor abandoned us. People were getting sick. We should not have been let back into town until all of this was done. You don't bring families back with their kids and their loved ones and then tell them to scrub with Dawn.
Y'all, I got a DM. Okay, hey man, I'm an environmental scientist living and working in Montreal right now. I seen your video in the Fallout Plume, and I just want to give you a bit of a further info for any further videos. After doing some testing, the fresh snowfalls around the area are reaching pH levels around 4 to 5, which can be classified as acidic precipitation. Also, within the same snowfalls, we're measuring contaminants ranging between 1,400 and 1,800 parts per million. To put that into perspective better, a pH of 4 or lower will kill most fish. And water with a contaminant part per million above 500, and they're right now finding 1,400 to 1,800 parts per million. Water with a contaminant part per million above 500 is considered unfit for consumption. This is newly gathered data, and I feel without a platform myself, I'm unable to do anything about it. There's little to no coverage of it in the media, and what you're doing to get the message out is what needs to be done in times like this. This is even crazier. Another thing I have to add, well, yes, there is vinyl chloride in the atmosphere and hydrochloric acid in the cloud systems, a lot of what's being found on the ground actually contains phosgene. Now, this sounds legit because in my last video from the Washington Post, they said that phosgene was one of the chemicals that's released when the vinyl chloride is burned. So this makes sense. This is lining up with the Washington Post article. A lot of what's being found on the ground actually contains phosgene. This was used as a chemical weapon in World War I, very unsafe to be around. Levels we are seeing are not enough to quickly cause long-term effects, but definitely enough to make people sick and cause further complications later in life.
Burns on the collar right now. Look at him. I swear these birds are upside down dead. We in New Carlisle, Indiana right now. Indiana. Oh, God. I'm going to show you. They have already hit the ground. What's going on, world? What is going on?
Hey everybody, another update on the East Palestine, Ohio train crash and what my extended family is saying to us about it. They have been told that everything in their homes that is permeable, so their furniture, their bedding, their clothing, anything that's wood, cement, needs to be thrown out because these chemicals have permeated through them and they're forever chemicals, so they're never going to go away. They're being told to throw out most of the things in their home and that simultaneously it's somehow safe to still live there. I'm not buying it and neither are they. They were also told that the gas that is formed from vinyl chloride forms mustard gas and is going to settle in their basements and that they shouldn't be going in their basements right now because it could be dangerous. But you can live in your house, it's fine. There's just mustard gas in it. It's totally fine. They were initially offered $5 a person for the entire town, but now they're offering them $1,000, which still doesn't cover the cost of rehoming yourself after all of this, the cost of getting hotels, the cost of trying to clean up everything, the cost of your health, the cost of the trauma this caused. The ongoing trauma this has caused until these people are financially compensated and given new homes, basically. They need to be rehomed. One of the most disturbing things is that they've told us they have body rashes. They've gone to the hospital and the doctors pretty much say, we don't know what we can do for you. We don't know how to treat this. We don't even know really what it's caused from. We don't know how to decipher how to go from here. The doctors are overwhelmed. It seems like the entire medical system everywhere around there is overwhelmed because of this. Who knows what all of these chemicals created when they combined? In the air, in the atmosphere, in the water, in the soil. These chemicals have been confirmed to now be in the Ohio River, and I can tell you how that happened. Not to mention that these chemicals just were spewing into the air and into the clouds, the atmosphere above, obviously that part, but when the fire departments first came on the scene, they were dousing the flames of the train cars with massive amounts of water, which got into the streets and got into the sewer system, the water system, which inevitably ended up in the river. So all of the chemical runoff from the fire departments trying to put out the fire is in the water table now. I just think it's painfully obvious that they are downplaying the severity of all of this because they don't want to take financial responsibility for the permanent mess that they've caused for these people. They need to be honest. They need to be transparent about the short and long-term impacts of this train crash and what potentially this mixture of chemicals could do to everybody.
Those who walk with the Holy Spirit will be confronted by religious resistance. The Spirit-filled shake things up just by their way of being. We resist everything that exalts man above God, everything that keeps people in burdensome bondage. We resist that which instills fear and superstition, that which presents the strange and calls it spiritual, that which enforces the complicated and calls it depth. We resist all things that block the way to the Holy Spirit's true power. Whenever you speak up against the deeply held beliefs of the religious, the response will be anger, insults, threats, and even slander. But we can look to Jesus as our example. Jesus often did and said things that went against religious traditions. Go and do likewise. When Paul, in his zeal, was confronted by Christ, he was told, "It's hard for thee to kick against the goads." This means God will do what he wants to do, and nobody can stop him. God will use the Spirit-filled to shake things up, boldly declare the truth, and advance the kingdom. And there's nothing anyone can do to stop it. Don't fear man, obey God. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke demonic harassment. I come against every lying spirit, and I command you to be silent in the name of Jesus. I call upon the power of the Holy Spirit now to break every bondage. Father, fill that one receiving this prayer with your peace. Let them be overwhelmed by the sense of your nearness. Holy Spirit, comfort. Soothe that wearied mind. Lift every burden and break every spiritual bondage in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to say it because you believe it. Say amen.
Now we are taking a look at an eerie recording which was shared by Jerrica. She and her family moved into a new home. They found out way later that it was supposed to be home to several ghosts. How they found out about it? Well, it seems that their neighbors have mentioned something. The first time, however, that one of them noticed an eerie event was when their youngest daughter, Jerrica, was just about to leave for work in the morning and noticed something quite spooky while sitting in her car.
Does that look like a face in my window, or am I tripping? Yo, that's my, like, there's no one in my house. Like, am I tripping? Or do you see that?
It looks like a creepy face is peeking out of her bedroom. How's that possible? Maybe a visitor from the afterlife. The day after, she records another video for comparison.
Look, there's nothing in my window today.
What happened here? Your guess is as good as mine.
Hey everyone, hey brothers and sisters in Christ. This is Peter Hook. He's the bass player of Joy Division and other bands. He has his own project, Peter Hook and the Light. Which light is he talking about? He's doing the devil horns, probably just because he's rock and roll, man. Why is he doing the vow of silence here? Is he keeping the secret of the biblical world and about fame, fortune, success, and most likely about Freemasonry? And he's doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra, a gesture taken from yoga that is supposed to represent supreme enlightenment. It is not. It is the false light of Lucifer. Think to yourself, does God want or require us to do secret, occult, hidden in plain sight, signs and symbols, and push agendas? No, he does not. He wants us to rest in his finished work on the cross. Jesus Christ, our Lord God and Savior, died upon the cross, was buried and resurrected 3 days later, according to the scriptures. This is the truth. The world is biblical, more biblical than anyone really even knows. Everything has to do with Jesus Christ. If you don't know Jesus Christ and have faith in him, you're in trouble. I'm trying to warn you not to be a downer, not to like get mad at you or anything else. I don't hate these people. I don't know Peter Hook or his heart. God does. But I know that these signs, symbols, and agendas are prevalent in the world. They're very easy to see nowadays. They've been here for a long time. So brothers and sisters, we must always use discretion and discernment in all things. God bless you, everyone.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
What's the problem?
I just want the top part of my leg is so sore up to my hip, and the other knee is getting just as bad. Of course, I've got to take all the weight of the other one.
It's power got on you. Just put your foot down. Just put your foot down. That's the power got on you. That's the power got on you. Just close your eyes. That's the power got on you. So you got a problem in your right hip. So that's the Lord healing you. Just close your eyes and relax. Do you believe that Jesus will do this?
Oh, he will fix me. I've been waiting for 2.5 years now.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the power of God on your hip. Just close your eyes. I can't help you. Power of God on your hip. Well, there it goes. Do you feel that yet? What does that feel like?
Yeah, funny.
It's power of God right through your right leg. That's the power of God on the bone. We broke the bone. Power of God on the hip. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay, you can hop up. You're okay, hop up. There we go. How's that?
It's good to get up, yes.
Come on. Come on. Do you know what you're doing?
I'm walking.
You're walking.
It feels funny.
Feels funny. You're okay. Keep walking. Feels funny.
It's loose and it wants to move. Sorry? It feels if it's loose and it wants to move like that.
It's feeling loose and wants to move. She couldn't walk from the pain. Broken leg. It's feeling loose. Karen, what do you reckon? Praise the Lord. Wow. I think you could lift that leg if you wanted to. Off you go.
It's very heavy at the top here.
Hey?
It's very heavy at the top here. So swollen.
I just see you well. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. To get a touch from the Lord is so good. It's not like before.
Not at all.
What was it like before if you tried to walk?
I couldn't. I like to walk with a walker and that hurts. And this is fantastic.
Someone say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
She gets out of the wheelchair and says to me, I can't walk. I just didn't believe her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bless you. So when you go home, okay, I want you to go around the house walking and thanking Jesus for your healing. Okay?
Thank you.
Bless you. Who healed you?
God did.
What's his name?
My Father. My Father in heaven.
He loves you.
Oh, he does.
Someone say, praise God.
Praise God. Eric has some neuropathy on his right side, right?
That's correct.
And do you know what caused that, Derek?
My diabetes.
Diabetes, right, right. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So you have pain in your right side down your leg.
That's correct.
And what would you say your pain level is 1 through 10?
12.
Oh, ooh. Perfect. You're the guy we want to meet. You really need to be delivered from that.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
And Matt, command all that pain to go, okay?
Well, Father, I just want to thank you for Derek. I want to thank you for the time that we get to have here. But pain, you are not welcome in this time. You need to go now from Derek's body. You need to leave this leg now. Go back to the pit of hell. You're not welcome in this body anymore. In the name of Jesus.
Okay, just rest. Now just, for a minute, Derek. Just stand there for a minute. All right, now I want you to test it out. Be really, really honest on what your pain level is. Move it around. Check it out. What happened, Derek?
That is weird.
What happened, Derek?
What happened?
Ooh, wow.
What are you feeling? I mean,
that's...
Oh.
Is it gone, Derek?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know who did that, Derek?
I just looked at...
Derek, how long you had that pain?
What the... Oh, my... Holy...
Really?
Are you serious?
Yes, Jesus did that.
Oh, that's awesome. Really?
Derek!
What's that?
Derek! Derek, how long have you had this pain?
About 8 years.
Eight years?
Are you serious?
Yes, Derek, we're serious. It ain't gonna come back either.
Are you...
It's okay, man.
Oh my...
It's okay, man. It's alright. It's okay. You just rejoice in that, man. It's okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
How's it feel?
Thanks, Doc. How did you do that? That is so weird. I mean, it's so bad that even the heels of my feet have worn off because I can't even walk.
Derek?
Oh my God.
Derek, Jesus wants to save you, man. I want you to do this, Derek. You got to go on a bus, right?
Yes.
You got to go?
Yes, but...
All right, Derek, I want you to call me, and I'm going to talk to you about it, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, man.
Thank you.
God bless you, man.